power of false ego. Like the mouse, many of us do not feel grateful for our difficult experiences, and we do not willingly learn from them. Our false ego stands in the way. The false ego is the aspect of ourselves that believes itself to be the enjoyer, proprietor, and controller of everything, parading about with an inflated sense of its own importance and refusing to surrender to the will of God. As we have just seen, it can cause a lot of trouble and interfere with our spiritual evolution in countless unexpected ways. The Vedas teach that false ego is one of the 8 material elements that constitute the physical world. These 8 elements fall into 2 categories, gross and subtle. The gross elements are those we would consider physical, earth, water, air, fire, and ether. The subtle elements are psychological, consisting of mind, intelligence, and false ego, and are actually known in many traditions as the subtle body. These 8 elements function together as temporary coverings over the eternal spirit soul. According to Vedic teachings, the universe is constructed in such a way that each of these material elements or coverings is 10 times thicker and more difficult to penetrate than the previous one. This means that the water element is 10 times more difficult to get through than the earth element. Air is 10 times more difficult than water, and so on, all the way up to false ego, which is the most challenging of all to penetrate. It is far more difficult to master false ego than to gain control over the gross physical elements of water, earth, air, fire, or ether. False ego is extremely clever and takes many forms. For example, sometimes people may adopt an apparently spiritual lifestyle, giving up meat, intoxication, and promiscuity, keeping their body clean and behaving properly. But nonetheless, they find it essential to display their virtue to everyone. These people are not much fun to be with because they keep self-righteously reminding us of their superiority. You're eating white rice. I don't do that. How can you use so much sugar? I don't eat anything made with sugar. Although they may have freed themselves from certain negative behaviors, they still remain under the influence of false ego, which clings to us stubbornly and is difficult to dissolve.